side at the burial office for Ed. You all know that Ed was a retired Episcopal priest. As part of his seminary training before ordination, Ed took CPE, Clinical Pastoral Education, which involves working as a hospital chaplain while also reflecting on one's experiences as a chaplain with a structured group in order to learn about oneself and how better to offer pastoral care. Dottie shared with me a story from Ed's CPE experience that I'm sure moved Ed to the top of the class. In the hospital where he was working, members of rival motorcycle gangs had been admitted for injuries, apparently as the result of some sort of rumble between them. Members of both gangs had gathered at the hospital, not in a spirit of reconciliation, but as an extension of the conflict, each blaming the other for injuries to their member. Instead of calling security, as one might expect, the hospital's practice in such cases was to call the chaplain to try to stem the escalation of conflict. Ed was the lucky student chaplain on call. So to borrow a biblical phrase, he girded his loins and entered the situation. Walking into a room of large, angry, and aggressive men, Ed knew better than to lecture these vipers on the error of their ways, or to invite them to sing a verse of Kumbaya. Instead, Ed perched on a counter and engaged both sides in conversation. With sterling pastoral instinct, he found a point of shared passion by asking them about their motorcycles. They responded like all enthusiasts with detailed and proud descriptions of their wheels. When one of them mentioned a weapon, Ed asked if they were armed. Learning that they were, he invited them to show him their weapons, not so that they could be confiscated, but so that Ed could admire and appreciate them. I don't know whether Ed ever got around to praying with the vipers for their injured friends, but the tension in the room dissolved. Perhaps it was because Ed had honored them by showing interest in who they were and what they loved, not just in their potential for causing trouble. And I think Ed had carved out a moment of truce by reminding them that they shared more than enmity. The way that fans of rival football teams can drink together as friends after both teams have been knocked out of the playoffs. By the time I learned this story from Dottie, I had talked with Ed enough to picture him sitting on that counter, legs swinging, looking into the eyes of those men. I knew that Ed had made them feel seen, because I had felt that way with Ed.